VAR, W4SOE. VAR, W4SOE. Out.
I'm shaking.
Out. Trying to clean up out here.
Little spotty, I heard you're cleaning up something. Try that again. What are you cleaning up?
Art.
It's a good day for it. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, up here. Cool. Nice, good day for it.
I'm driving up to Blacksburg to meet a guy, pick up an amp, and get some lunch. We're going to eat at the fish camp up there, but it might be closed, so I'll have to figure out some place else to eat.
Amp you picking up?
Maritron AL80, I believe. 80 or 82, I can't remember. They're kind of slightly different, but nearly the same. Just for to get a little extra power on HS.
You been doing okay? Hadn't talked to you in a while.
Our crazy time of year at work, we're coming up on the end of our fiscal year, so all these projects and all these budgetary line items, you know, we got to spend that money. So it's pretty much the same way every year. Yeah, everyone's in a rush to get it done.
What's new for most businesses?
Child, how's the family doing?
Kind of down and out with my right knee. I'm looking at having it replaced.
Tell me something about that, or it was a consideration. Are you getting pretty closer to that becoming a reality?
Yeah, 14th when I go back to the surgery.
It's rough. Now, at one time, I had talked to a doctor about a knee replacement, and it was only about a 10-year proposition, like it wears out or whatever happens. They're only good for 10 years, he said. Have they gotten better, though, or are they lasting longer than 10 years now?
Yeah, with normal use, about 20 years, so that's fine. The part that's up in the air is whether I get a partial or a full knee. I'm getting one or the other.
That's not cheap either. The wife had a couple years ago, she had neck surgery. She had a cervical fusion done, and then about 3 months later, she had a lumbar fusion done. And now my insurance company paid a pretty sizable chunk of that. But when I saw the explanation of benefits, like, I'm in the wrong business.
Insurance business is where you need to be. Everybody thinks the doctors are the ones that make the money. The insurance company's going to make the money.
They do. Yeah, they do. Did you get any trouble out of that storm that rolled through?
Being in the driveway because people won't keep the lid. Other than that, no.
Or SOE. Or Roger. Yeah, it ain't too bad then. Well, what you got going on this spring? What's fun and exciting in Patrick's world?
For this knee surgery, whichever it is, and trying to figure out what to do with the business during that time, because 8 to 12 weeks of downtime is going to hurt. So that's pretty much my world right now.
Man, that's crazy. That's got to be a tough one, man. You know, it's sole proprietor. So when you're down, the business is down. Yeah, you got anybody you trust that can kind of fill in the gaps at least somewhat?
So I'm just prepping for and letting the guys know, hey, might be drop shipped and they just run over the phone and that kind of business here for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, tools, Amazon.
You can teach them, and that's what I'm afraid of, is if they figure out hey, I can do this this way, then I don't need him. You cut out that one extra layer. So. But that's the risk we're having to take.
I'm the type of person, I'd rather do business with someone local or, you know, a local human than somebody in Amazon. That, I mean, Amazon's great, don't get me wrong, but if I can find a local business that'll get all or most of what I'm looking for, hopefully you've got a lot of customers like that, right? You've built that rapport with them, and they understand the downtime, and you're they should see it as a positive. You know, you're willing to support them even throughout that. So I'm gonna keep thinking good thoughts there, and that it's just gonna be a minor blip.
Discussion for off the air. It gets kind of I don't know, stuff that don't need to be brought up over the air. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, understood. Understood. But you got any outside of your surgeries? You been working any cool DX or any new modes?
Any DX? I honestly hadn't been on HF much at all. I don't know. I find it a useful tool, but that's it. So I spend most of my time over on 2 meters or the digital modes that I like to do. Windley, ASA call, that kind of thing, and that's pretty much DMR. I like to. I'm in the tool truck just because it's easy. And I don't have to fire, I don't have to worry about carrying around an HF, you know, that kind of thing.
9-1 is a great little shack in the box. It's not too big. It's a darn good little radio. I say little, relatively speaking. When we have that offline conversation, I've got a couple of things to talk to you about too. Anyway, on the modes front, I've been doing a lot of testing of VARAC or VARAC, whatever they call it. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And man, I'm getting some really amazing results out of 20 and 40 meters. Utilizing other stations to relay, you know, stations that are out of range that I can't hear. It's a pretty slick little tool. W4SOE.
I haven't messed with VARA AC. I haven't touched it at all. I kind of do the same thing with JSA call. I can relay around to other stations. I can drop messages, that kind of thing, from right there. Or I can have it's a pretty neat mode. Kind of the same premises. Going about it, I guess.
Yeah, I really like JSA call. The one thing that concerned me was the guy that was developing it had dropped support or had stopped developing. I think his wife got busy or he had other things on his mind. It's a great piece of kit, right? Especially with the running off the FDA protocol, which is a darn nice little weak signal mode method. It's great. So that's what caused me to look at a replacement. Now I'm hoping somebody picks it back up and continues development, and maybe they have. I'm not on top of it. But hopefully that gets someone picks it up and continues to develop, because it's got a lot of promise. VARAC is pretty much the same way. It just uses your VARA modem instead of the FDA protocol. So whatever you already got installed for Windlink, right? Let me try that again. It's mostly keyboard to keyboard, but you can do you know, personalized sessions. It's got an email engine built into it, and yeah, relay like we were talking about.
I've read a little bit about it. I've just not messed with it. I don't know, just haven't. No particular reason. Been spending my time learning the modes that I have here already. So, and I think somebody has already picked up JSA call. There's been a couple of notes for it. And somebody come out with JSA spotter to add on to it. So I think somebody's already picked it up. Because it was an open source anyway. So that was a good thing about that.
I hear that, Dan. That's great. When is a good time to call you this weekend?
That would be a good time. I'm gonna finish up our public, and then I'll be in the house hobbled up because is about all I can get out on my knees before it starts to swell up on me.
Well, I'm meeting my friend up here in Blacksburg in about half an hour. We're gonna have lunch, and then I'm gonna be back towards the house. So I have about an hour. I'll shoot you a text, make sure you're in a good spot, and then I'll follow up with a phone call.
Perfect timing because the battery's going dead in my HD too. So I'm about to get another one. Good to talk to you, and that'll be good, Sean. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now. Step 3.
KO4HKX W4S2E. Always a pleasure talking to you, Patrick, and I'll catch you on the landline later. W4S2E, clear.